extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you are somebody who supports the smoking ban. The smoking ban in general, but more specifically, we're talking about an expansion of one smoking ban in San Rafael, California, which may be the most restrictive smoking ban ever, in that you are now prohibited, if you live in within the city limits of San Rafael, prohibited from smoking in any apartment, any condominium, duplex, or multifamily home. Now, they say duplex in the beginning of the article, but later on when it's explained a little bit further, it claims that it's three or more families, which by definition would not be a duplex.
It'd be a triplex.
Yeah, but either way, pretty much everybody but single-family houses and maybe duplexes are going to be restricted from smoking cigarettes or any sort of tobacco product. So a hookah, you would not be allowed to smoke a hookah. You would not be allowed to smoke, I guess there isn't really anything.
Cigars?
Yeah. Period. And the bureaucrats in charge here, Mark Levine, the assembly member, says that the bill's motivated by desires so that Californians can breathe clean air in their own homes.
I'm glad you read this quote again, because he doesn't really... He just wants to tell other people what to do. It's really what it comes down to.
He's trying to keep you safe, Nemi. What are you talking about? This man is concerned for your health, even when you apparently are not. I see you out there smoking your cigarettes every top of the hour.
Not every top of the hour.
He is concerned for you. This man wants you to be healthy.
Well, A, I'm glad I don't live in California, so I don't have people like this guy
right?
up in my stuff.
Helping me.
Yeah.
I don't need his help. Really.
Well, if you don't do what he wants you to do, then you might end up in a jail cell.
And that's amazing to me, is that it is ultimately you can beat it. The Dennis Leary joke has come true, is now it is illegal to smoke in your own house. I mean, that does ultimately
right.
go to you don't really own your own house.
The next step here, right, because there's always another step that the tyrants, these little tyrants can take. And you would look at this and you'd say, well, I mean, of course they're not going to go to single family homes next. But yeah, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they make another rule that kind of combines the whole don't smoke with kids in the car thing with this don't smoke in a multifamily home or apartment building and just take it to the next level and make it so that anyone with a family, with any children, cannot smoke in their own home. Anyone with another loved one who does not smoke, not even just children, but like, you know, your lover or your wife or husband, if they don't smoke, you'd be banned from smoking.
Well, at that point, they would have to, they're adults and they'd be able to make that decision because you're a smoker and they'd be able to choose to be a secondhand
smoker. These adults made a decision to move into an apartment complex.
Well, I kind of wonder about this, though. I think that it's interesting. I don't think... Smoking is sort of cultural and has a long heritage, and that's one of the reasons that it gets sort of a different level of deference than, say, setting some other noxious thing on fire, right? You know, if your neighbor had a habit of cooking setting noxious things on fire that you perceive to be a health hazard and to be certainly unpleasant.
Well, wait a minute. Just because it's noxious to one person doesn't mean it's noxious to another. So if you have a neighbor, let's say George
like
Mandrick
likes pipe tobacco.
George Mandrick likes to cook bacon a whole lot. What if you don't like the way bacon smells? Now you've moved into an apartment next to George Mandrick and he's cooking bacon every single day.
Yeah, I think that there's kind of, some people would say, at that point, people would probably say, well, it's food, you have to do it. But what if they have a particular type of incense that they just pour out?
Sure, that's
it's just disgusting. I mean, we can't just cut down on the incense a little bit here, people?
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, I want a little less incense. I mean, I can see the other side of this particular issue. I can see it. I had an apartment situation where I could smell my neighbor smoking cigarettes. I didn't think it was great, but I didn't really care that much. I can see how somebody else would really get all incensed about it. I don't really have a good solution for this, except these should seal these things off a little better. Better construction habits.
Well, my solution would be, if you don't like what other people do, you shouldn't be living in close proximity to other people. I mean, if you're living in an apartment complex, you're going to smell things probably you don't want to smell. You're going to hear things you may not want to hear. You may see people engaging in activities that you don't agree with because there are people around and people are different and they believe different things and they like different things. And if you don't like people, what the hell are you doing in an apartment complex? That's, you should be living out in the woods away from everyone.
Or at least in an environment that is more conducive to your taste. Now, I see you're reading from Reason. Correct?
I am, yes. The Hidden
The blog. Article that I had brought in is from a blog on AOL and says, Jessica Scaparati, a spokeswoman, said the ban had been popular. There are more there are more people who want to live in smoke-free environments than there are apartments available. Demand far exceeds supply. So let's make a law to make supply meet demand, correct?
I think this should be a rule. If they want this, it should be a rule from the apartment complex. And likely there was some kind of discriminatory thing prior to that. And, you know, I don't know.
Thou shalt not discriminate against smokers.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
And this is the problem with getting the law involved is if I have an apartment complex and I decide I don't want smokers in it or I want nothing but smokers in it, I should be able to make
you
this
should.
Decision.
Homeowners are able to, at least where I come from, if you were a landlord, you could tell your tenants, you don't get to smoke inside this house. That could be a rule, right?
As a landlord, I had no smoking rules, and I had no candle rules.
Mm.
I just don't like fire. What in the hell you got candles going for?
Right.
I mean,
knock that thing over.
Let's put open flames out. You know, I mean, what in the world is that for?
Rebecca Woodbury, who's an analyst at the city manager's office, she helped write the ordinance, explained some of the bill's specifics to ABC News. She says, it doesn't matter if it's owner-occupied or renter-occupied. We didn't want to discriminate. The distinguishing feature is the shared wall. I'm not aware of any ordinance that's stronger. The bill's proponents cited scientific evidence that shows cigarette smoke is able to travel through the ventilation systems of apartments. Some of this evidence was produced by two CDC studies, which found that roughly 45% of apartment dwellers claim to have been exposed to secondhand smoke in their homes in the past year. Some anti-smoking groups like the American Lung Association have expressed their support for the legislation. President and CEO of the California division said that the ordinance is groundbreaking and called for a statewide ban. So, as usual, when it comes to these little tyrants, there are always those who are watching eagerly from the shadows, waiting to see if they can adopt this in their town, waiting to see if it suffers any sort of legal challenge, if there are any kind of legal setbacks or other ramifications to the implementation of these laws. And if, after a year or so of this thing going, they don't, then you will see, absolutely, this come up at the state level in California, and you'll probably see it happen in New York shortly thereafter.
I hope they ban screaming babies after that.
Right? Who the hell wants to hear that in the middle of the night? Or any time, period.
Right. There ought to be a law, Ian.
Right, can we also
discriminate? I imagine parents are probably the first among that would prefer not to hear screaming babies, but they are a reality, too.
Didn't we talk about this earlier in the show, about parental responsibility?
What do you mean? That they took that on themselves?
They did.
They did, but there's no really way to keep them quiet.
Well,
what do you do? It's kind of that thing if you moved into an apartment complex, you know, that's one of the things you're going to get.
Researcher at the Heartland Institute is a detractor to this policy. The Heartland Institute claims to be a free market policy think tank in Chicago, says the ban's part of a larger disturbing trend of government encroachment on personal freedoms. He told ABC News, quote, I don't like cigarettes and I've never taken a puff. My sympathies aren't with smokers because I am one. It's because of the huge growth in laws and punishments and government restricting people more and more. Illinois criminal code was 72 pages long in 1965. Today, it's more than 1,300 pages long. That's just the criminal code. So that doesn't include like traffic or
all the other stuff, you know, that they put together.
Yeah. Regulations. Brian Augusta of the Western Center of Law and Poverty said that targeting multifamily units disproportionately affects low-income families and
smokers
workers.
Too. Smokers tend to be of lower incomes.
Yeah. According to the Sacramento Bee, Augusta said, if smoking is an addiction, and it clearly is, are we telling people that they have to quit smoking without support or leave their homes? George Caudray, New Jersey State Coordinator of Citizens Freedom Alliance and Smokers Club, decried the evidence linking apartment dwelling to secondhand smoke exposure as weak. He says the science for that is spurious at best. So far, the California Apartment Association has not taken an official position on the issue. We'll come back with more about the enforcement here in moments. Also, your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. How many of these, you know, how many people calling on their neighbors is going to result in the police coming into people's apartments and finding them with other things besides cigarettes?
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want right here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. The Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Does privacy matter to you? If it does, do you have Pro XPN? Because if you don't have ProXPN, you're probably nowhere near as private online as you could be. Right now, your internet service provider is probably logging every single website that you visit. They're probably logging every search that you make online. And they may be doing this for as little as 6 months, for as many as 5 years. There's a lot of information that's being collected about you. And, of course, that information can easily be turned over to government agents with a simple court order. So one of the things that you benefit by using ProXPN, and you can go and get it for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. One of the things you benefit by using ProXPN is that they don't keep logs of your online habits. Not only that, it's basically a VPN, a global virtual private network, that allows you to hide your location online as well. So not only will your ISP have no idea anymore what you're doing online, but the websites you visit won't know where you are. They won't know what your ISP is.
Internet service provider.
Thank you for that, yes. And so proxpn.com/FTL, you download an app. It's very simple. Windows, Mac, or iOS, or Android. There is a setup process for Linux. It's not particularly complicated. And again, proxpn.com/FTL is easy to use, and as soon as you connect, you are protected. Now, you can go and get ProXPN's premium product, which is the best because it's unlimited bandwidth, and you can even use torrents. There's no restrictions. The free account has some restrictions. The premium product you can get for as low as $5 per month if you use our discount code FTL20. That's 20% off the price of their premium account. Now, you can buy it monthly, and you pay more than $5 a month, but if you get the annual plan with that discount code, FTL20, it breaks down the price to $5 a month. But if you want it even cheaper, you can pay with Bitcoin. ProXPN, as of last couple weeks, has begun accepting Bitcoin, which I think is very exciting. You can save 33% on that annual plan by using Bitcoin as your payment method. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose except more of your privacy. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started. And if you want that discount code again, it's FTL20. As we go to the phones and to the fun, Robert is in Bellows Falls, Vermont. We're talking about the smoking ban out in San Rafael, California, restricting people from smoking in apartments, in multifamily households, anything that basically shares a wall with another unit. Robert, your thoughts?
Hey, what are you? I was talking with Ian a few months back there about there's a war in the city of Keene, where if you're caught, you're inhaling like Glade or something like that, you can go to jail for that.
The state of New Hampshire, it's
inhaling toxic vapors for effect, I believe, is the law.
It's an RSA over here,
So what does that mean? If I pull into a filling station and I'm there filling up gas, if I'm inhaling them fumes, am I in violation of that law?
You would be, and you would be if you were doing it with Elmer's glue, thinking you would get high.
Yeah, it's about intent.
All right, a person, I have the wording here, revised in 1971, a person is guilty of a violation if he or she purposely smells or inhales the fumes of any substance having the property of releasing toxic vapors for the purpose of causing a condition of intoxication, euphoria, excitement, exhilaration, stupefaction, or dulled senses of the nervous system, or possesses, buys, or sells any such substance for the purpose of violating or aiding another to violate this section. So, yeah, it sounds to me like anyone smoking a cigarette could be arrested for this.
Use your Sharpie in a well-ventilated area.
Robert?
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It is. It's wicked crazy. I mean, come on.
Exemption. There is an exemption here. This section does not apply to the inhalation of anesthesia for medical or dental purposes.
I used to be a smoker, but, hey, you know, if you don't like somebody's cigarette smoke, you know, go away somewhere else.
Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Well, there's certainly no shortage of stupid laws that can be applied in a variety of different ways. Many of them are, you know, like in this case, this law is not applied on cigarette smokers, but I think that it would definitely fit. I think that fits the bill. I mean, people inhale cigarettes. I guess cigarette addicts don't necessarily inhale it for euphoria. They kind of inhale it to
get a fix,
right?
It's inhaled for effect, and most times that effect is a relief from the addiction, the effects of the addiction, but it's an effect nonetheless.
Now, is smoke considered a vapor?
No, I think smoke is considered a smoke.
Yeah, so maybe this does, I mean, fumes? Is smoke a fume? I guess it would depend on the legal definition of these words, right? Because you look at the word fume, and you know, maybe smoke would qualify, maybe it doesn't.
This is the problem with laws, is you don't even know what they mean.
Will it be in the definitions?
Well, right. Yeah.
You ask 10 lawyers what their opinion on this is, and they'll come up with 10 different opinions.
They'll tell you what does it say in the definitions portion.
Yeah, well, that's something you have to do when you're reading laws, is you have to go and look at the definition section, but even then, they don't define every word that they use all the time.
Right, and it has different meanings between RSA chapters as well.
Yes, so you have to check the definitions during in every chapter that you are reading, right, to see if the definition is different from one section to another.
Now, you had talked earlier about the
mind-bogglingly difficult
expansion of the law. My copy of the Criminal Code of the State of New Hampshire from 2000-2001 is now 10 years old, mm-hmm, and when I went to get a copy, an updated copy, because I like to have that on hand to be able to know what the law is, it's now twice as thick.
Wow.
The criminal code in the state of New Hampshire is now twice as thick as it was 13 years ago.
Shame. Yep.
The freest state in the union is still not a free state.
No, not at all.
Not by any stretch.
The freedom here is lessening at a slower pace than in other places. So there's all, and everywhere, there are people who believe they know how to live how you should live your life and are willing to enforce it on you by the threat of violence. There just aren't as many of those people in New Hampshire, so they're not as successful at what they're trying to do. But
well, I think
still,
there may very well be just as many. I really think it's the citizen legislature which is less efficient. It's very difficult to sort of bribe and lobby 400 representatives, mm-hmm, as opposed to the, you know, whatever quantity the other 49 states has, the variety of quantities. This is the, you know, the third largest legislative body in the English-speaking world, and it's difficult to deal with. It's just an inefficient process, and I believe that is why New Hampshire has a more difficult time sort of growing as far as the government goes.
All right, so we can, of course, take your calls about whatever is on your mind. You know, I found something really cool today, or yesterday, thanks to Derek J. Just as an aside, since we do a lot of talk about Bitcoin here on this show, it is the coin map, and this is something that I had been curious about. You know, I've been looking for some sort of a website that can make organizing where the locations of businesses that accept Bitcoin, like in real life, where these places are. How can you at a glance know, if you're in a town, who takes Bitcoin? And up until this point, there really hasn't been anything. There was a Wikipedia article about this. It's just a list.
Yeah.
It's just a list of every place in a world that somebody has added to that list. That's not particularly user-friendly. So, you know, good site, coinmap.org. It's actually a map of the world. You can zoom in on your part of it, or maybe where you're going to go visit or something like that, and you can actually see some of the places that accept Bitcoins there. Now, it seems relatively new. There aren't a whole lot of locations on there yet.
They'll get added, though.
But,
can you put that on the Facebook page?
I will put it on our Facebook and Twitter.
Fine idea.
Plus, more coming up here in moments. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live at 855 453.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's INFIDEL BodyArmor.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian here.
Demi.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. You want archives? We've got them. They go back to late 2006. You just click and download, and they are yours for free. Go to freetalklive.com. The last 7 days' worth are there at the top of the website, and then you can click into the archives section on the site to go back for years, all for free, freetalklive.com.
You don't have much time left to help Bitcoin Not Bombs and Free Talk Live to hoodie the homeless. Because all you have to do is go get a hoodie for yourself or a friend at bitcoinnotbombs.com. When you pre-order the t-shirt or the hoodie, it's priced so that somebody in need will get a hoodie also. And that way you can help keep two people warm this holiday season for every one you purchase. It's a really great opportunity because not only does it keep people who, you know, need a hoodie hoodied, but also it's some guerrilla marketing for Bitcoin. So go check it out, bitcoinnotbombs.com. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. bitcoinnotbombs.com.
Bitcoinnotbombs.
I'm sorry. Yes, bitcoinnotbombs.com.
All right, and we're back here with the story about the smoking ban. Maybe you've got something you want to add into this. Maybe you're somebody who agrees with this smoking ban. Or San Rafael in California, the city council there has passed an ordinance that they've been working on for 7 years. And so they finally believe they've gotten it right. The ordinance will be banning the smoking of any sort of tobacco product.
This is how legislation tends to go, by the way, is it gets floated past a few times, and then it makes it through, and mm-hmm. then you never get rid of it.
And they're banning the smoking of tobacco products of any sort inside all apartments, condos, multifamily housing units, anything that basically shares a wall with another unit. And And how will they enforce this, of course, is another question. Which is a big question that has yet to really be answered.
Well, basically, whenever they get a complaint, they're going to send out a police officer, and that police officer is going to do whatever investigation they need to do in order to ascertain whether or not that happened, and that's it, right?
Residents of a Sacramento public housing project have mixed feelings, this according to SACB.com. You're paying the rent, so you should be able to smoke a cigarette when you want to. Have a coffee break. Enjoy yourself.
This is a great point. The fact is, let me ask you, of all the places in the universe that you have the most right to smoke a cigarette, and that's really what you have to ask yourself, is do you have the right to do that? Where is that place? And if that place is your domicile, and I think that many people would argue that it is, then how does this work? So, I mean, yes, I think that this is an interesting clash of rights. Do you have the right in your domicile not to smell the fumes of other people? Well, I guess you do, but I mean, when you move into an apartment, you expect.
You should expect.
You should, right, okay. You know, somebody who's moving in with enough foreknowledge into an apartment would expect to hear noises and smell things, and perhaps see things, but mostly hear and smell things from people that, you know, that don't live like them.
So that's Palmer Beverly, who is a 27-year-old student. He says, are they going to knock on my door and say, are you smoking in here? That would be awkward. That would be weird.
It'd be like living in a college dorm.
Be like living in prison.
He says, I wouldn't even open the door. Now, that's a decent approach, because when the police are knocking on your door, generally, that means they don't have a reason to come in. If they do have a reason to come in, they'll shortly be busting it down. But generally, when they're knocking on somebody's door, they want to talk to you. They want to get you to answer questions so you can admit to have committed some sort of crime, which, of course, usually isn't a crime because it doesn't have a victim. But in this case, that's what they would be doing. They would want you to open the door so they could better ascertain whether there was smoke coming from your apartment or the one across the hall or wherever. Because if somebody calls on an you're in an apartment complex, somebody calls the police saying there's smoke coming through my ventilation system. Well, the police don't know what, they're not going to whip out the blueprints and figure out, well, what other apartments is this apartment's ventilation system coming to? You know, where could the smoke possibly be coming from? And then focus their investigation. No, they're just going to go knock on all the adjacent apartment doors, and they're going to inquire. And most people are going to come to the door. Most people are going to open the door. And then if there's smoke in the apartment, the cops will much better be able to know where, and they'll write you a ticket. Don't open the door for the police is my recommendation.
And I wonder to myself is how often would you open the door to the police, knowing it's the police, and not knowing why they're there, be able to give them any kind of assistance. I'm trying to imagine this situation, this theoretical situation where I can open the door to a police officer mm-hmm. and help that police officer in any way. Because, if I heard a gunshot, perhaps I'd want to open the door to render assistance to the police officer. But if I don't know why that police officer's there, how am I going to be able to help that police officer? I think the answer is no, and that the best thing that I can do for that police officer in the course of their duties is to not answer the door, because then they'll be on their way doing an investigation with somebody who has a good answer to them.
Okay.
Plus, just about every criminal attorney out there, and even some police officers will tell you, never talk to the police. So, from a self-interest standpoint, there's no good reason to talk to them. From a, from a sort of humanitarian and altruistic standpoint, there's no good reason to talk to to open the door for the police if you don't know what they're there for. There's just no good reason to open the door to the police if you don't know what they're there for, from what I can tell.
Absolutely. And if they're not, if you didn't call them, you really probably shouldn't open the door for the police. That's my opinion. It's not a legal advice or anything like that. There certainly are examples of the police busting in doors on people that don't open them. It's no guarantee that the police are going to leave you alone, but I think more likely they are going to move along if they don't get a response. However, we don't know how bad things are out in San Rafael as far as how they're going to enforce this particular ordinance. We don't know if a simple anonymous phone tip from a neighbor is going to be justification for the police to come out and bust in somebody's door. I realize that me saying that sounds extreme, right? Oh, they're not going to bust in anybody's door over smoking cigarettes. Really? They certainly bust in people's doors over having plants. They certainly bust in people's doors over having powder. How far away are we really? I don't think it's very far. How far away are we from a time when the police will be able to be called by some anonymous tipster, which could be a cop? Let's say they want to get into your apartment, Nemi, because they suspect that you're growing marijuana. And then
clearly they suck at their job. Then
it's California. They, you know, marijuana is going to be legal shortly. But
yeah, but Mark, this law can come out anywhere, and it is still illegal to grow marijuana if you don't have the state's permission.
Well, they could just claim that they want to look for. They could just want to look for something else and say, "I smell smoke. Let's go."
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Well, they may have to.
I just believe the world is very shortly. The United States, marijuana is going to be legal. Smoking tobacco is going to be illegal.
But they may. But Mark, they may not be able to use their own sniffer on this. They may have to respond only to complaints. We don't know how the ordinance is written. It's likely complaint based. That doesn't mean it necessarily is, but frequently that's how these things are done. Somebody has to file a complaint in order for the police to come investigate in the first part, in the first place. There's no reason why another officer couldn't file the complaint, I guess. So, how will this be enforced? What will it be like? Will they be enforcing in the ritzier apartment buildings, or will they be enforcing it in the lower, you know, lowerly economic status apartment buildings? What do you think? 855 450 free. And do you support this? Here's one lady that does. Deborah Wooldridge is 54. She applauds the proposed smoking ban. She says that adults have the right to endanger their health if they want to, but, quote, children shouldn't have to suffer our consequences. However, she predicts that such a ban would be largely ignored, saying that people don't abide by the rules they already have.
So let's make more.
Yeah. And violations, by the way, would be an infraction punishable by up to a fine of $100.
And what happens if you don't pay that?
That is a darn good question. What do you think?
Oh, I think you go to jail. I think you will get hauled in front of a judge, and you will either need to do community service, or
That's
you
right.
will need to pay it, or you will go to jail. I think it ultimately, all of it leads to jail.
Sure does. And that, to me, isn't compassion. That is not how you help your neighbors. If this is the idea is to help your neighbors somehow because you're concerned about their smoking habit, threatening them with jail, not a compassionate solution. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Coming up, Nemi's got five things that guys can do to not be so creepy. It's Free Talk Live.
Great.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before these deals get away.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283. An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want toll-free, 855-450-FREE, especially if you are a smoking ban supporter. Surely someone out there in the listening audience supports this idea, because there sure are a lot of people out in California cheering this on. The San Rafael City Council banning smoking in all attached home structures. So if you're attached to another home in some way, like a triplex or an apartment complex or, condominium associations, these are all places where smoking is no longer allowed, and you will be fined $100 if you're detected smoking. And, of course, how they're going to prove that you were the one smoking, I imagine, would likely have to do with you admitting it. So I want to get back into the enforcement factor here on this story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And still to come here tonight, Nenny is going to be sharing with us five things guys should not do in order to be less creepy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to that, and we'll come back with your calls as well. 855-450-FREE.
So, I want to tell you about BuzzBox Coffee. The reason I've switched to BuzzBox Coffee is because it's become, once it was made clear to me, the inherent problems with coffee consumption in this country, it made me want to start drinking coffee that was sustainably raised. I thought it just seemed ridiculous, the idea that we drink coffee here that's grown in a fashion, sort of sun-grown coffee, which is this hybrid, which is, you know, coffee should be shade-grown, is originally how it was as far as a crop goes. And the sun-grown coffee results in people cutting down trees and the topsoil being washed into the ocean, and then people in that area being poverty-stricken because they aren't able to grow anything. And then people like me feel bad and write checks about this time of year in order to make those people's lives better. Well, what if they could just not wash away their topsoil in the first place, sustainably grow their coffee, and sell it to us, and then just make a better life for themselves, their family, and break the generational chains of poverty? That's what I think is a good idea, and that's why I'm for BuzzBox Coffee, and that's why I've switched my brand. Because I was just buying your standard grocery store brand of decaf coffee. I drink decaf, but, by the way, it's the sun-grown coffee, has a much higher caffeine content, and it can really, sort of affect you. So try the shade-grown variety of it. Will also not give you that acid reflux thing going on. It's completely organic. It's 101% Arabica grade, so this is the highest of Arabica beans, shade-grown. And when they say fairly traded, what they mean is this is done in a fashion that allows people to get their own coffee farms and have a good life for themselves. ourselves. We are trying to fund 100 World Vision microloans so that people in foreign countries can do this. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. And I know we have a lot of coffee drinkers that listen to Free Talk Live. So coffee.freetalklive.com to get a free pound. Try it out. You'll have to pay for shipping on the first one, but that's cool. You can try it out because it's really great coffee. And then see what you think. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
There's more information here from the Sacramento Bee story on this smoking ban. That is affecting San Rafael, and that will likely expand out from here, presuming the ban is not in some way overturned.
Actually, you had said something. You said that lots of people are in favor of it. I don't know that that's so much it, and I'm trying to find in this AOL article that I have on this topic, someone had said there wasn't much opposition to the proposal, that no one came out against it. It's that it was proposed and brought to fruition without anyone actually standing up and saying, no, this is
anyway. It never works anyway. I mean, the smokers came out when the smoking ban in New Hampshire was proposed, and they spoke against it, and it didn't work. Well, so you can't blame anybody for staying home.
Okay.
So, yeah, there are people who are for this. They didn't have any trouble finding somebody who was in this apartment complex that they were looking at. You know, so they just went to some apartment complex and started talking to people, and they found some busybody who wants to protect the children.
Tell other people what to do.
Totally fine with this. But you may be asking yourself, well, if you can't smoke inside anymore, if you live in an apartment complex or...
Can you just go outside?
Right. Can't you just, can you go outside maybe on the back porch? A lot of apartment buildings have that little abutting porch balcony thing that you can go out on. What can you smoke there now? What about just standing out the front door? Well, according to the story at the Sacramento Bee, Mr. Mark Levine, who is the individual who introduced this legislation, apparently, if you go outside, you will have to be located in a place that is specially designated for the purpose of smoking cigarettes or smoking tobacco in some way. And I had it highlighted a moment ago, but I have completely lost that place in the article. I think it was 100 feet away from a playground and 20 feet away from any kind of door. Here it is. The bill permits outdoor smoking near apartments or condos, but only in a clearly marked area that is at least 20 feet from any housing unit and 100 feet from any playground, school, or pool.
Imagine trudging out there to do that. People love that.
It is San Rafael, so there's probably going to be a whole lot of snow on the ground, but nonetheless.
There's still inclement weather.
Yeah, for sure. And you're going to go and stand in your little smoker's cavern or wherever.
Smoker timeout.
Yeah, they put you. You'll be about,
it's like a hamster ball.
You'll be about out by the dumpster.
They've got,
or wherever it is.
Got,
that's right. Behind the dumpster.
Yeah. Fans driving the air directly up.
The landlords, property managers, building owners, homeowners associations would select the outdoor smoking area. Condominium neighbors collaboratively would choose a site. Levine said neighbors usually work together to figure these things out.
Well, by the looks of it, the majority doesn't want you smoking in your house, so apparently when the majority collaborate on deciding where your spot is, it's going to stink.
Well, yeah. What if they collaborate and say, hey, you know what, we want to have smoking, we want to say you can smoke in your own house in this condo association. You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think that was going to work out.
And that was the big deal here in New Hampshire as well. Ian, you mentioned this, where they turned restaurants and pubs and bars and such non-smoking across the state.
Folks, it wasn't all workplaces? It was only restaurants?
No, it's only restaurants and food service places.
Gotcha.
You can still smoke in the basement of the state house, actually.
Oh, yeah.
There's an indoor smoking lounge
The
basement of the
New Hampshire state house.
Right, exactly.
The legislators aren't going to stop themselves.
The big argument is, so you're going to tell people what to do on their private property. It's not so much about health. It was really, you know, this is the state coming in and saying to a business that they cannot choose whether or not they have a smoking area in their business. And I don't know, there are places in Keene that are, we had a martini bar here in town that, what are you going to do if you can't smoke a cigar in your martini bar? Are you going to go out on the patio?
Yeah.
No, can't do that either. You know, it's ridiculous.
Sure is. So you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything as well. We've got Conrad, or the pizza guy, rather, in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live.
It's funny, the smoking ban topic is what turned me into a libertarian in the first place.
Really?
I remember I was fresh out of high school, and I didn't know where I was landing politically, but they said you couldn't smoke in Perkins anymore, and I thought it was absolutely outrageous. This was before I was a smoker, too. Mm. So maybe we're going to see a whole lot of people from California signing up for the Pre-State Project.
So I think it's interesting. The smoking ban went into effect before you were a smoker. So despite the fact that they banned smoking, you went ahead and took up smoking anyway.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But
and I think California is the second state behind Florida for signers for the Free State Project.
I wouldn't doubt it. No, I mean, it just struck me. And actually, that's how I found you guys and the Free State Project, is because I just thought it was outrageous. And everybody around me was like, oh, well, it's such a good idea. You know, people shouldn't be around people who are smoking. What to think of the children? But it just kind of blew my mind because I was like, what about property rights? And that actually fueled my internet search, and that's how I found the Free State Project, which inevitably led me to y'all. So
yeah. Fantastic.
And that's what really it comes down to is property rights. And when you propose to impose upon someone else what they do on their property, you're essentially laying claim to it. You know, you're saying that, hey, we, the majority, should decide whether or not you can allow smoking in your bowling alley because we just say so. And that was one of the excuses here in New Hampshire was, well, I have a friend who has a daughter who has really bad asthma, and she can't go bowling because of the smoke and stuff, and this way that she can go bowling. Well, you know what? If you want her to go bowling, yeah, maybe you should invest in a bowling alley. It's the owner's bowling alley, and he should decide whether or not people can smoke in it. Are you telling me that I can buy a bowling alley and I can't smoke in it?
No, 100%. I agree with you. But, you know, some people might think that's a little absurd that, you know, if somebody wants to go to a bowling, you know, what are you going to do, have a bowling alley just for non-smokers? That might be a little bit difficult, you know, flipping it out the other side.
Let's just make all bowling alleys for non-smokers.
Stand by. I think you were calling in for a different reason, Pizza Guy, so hang on. We'll get to you here in a moment. You can join us on the phones at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can also join us on Skype, as the Pizza Guy has done. You can connect to username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request. That's easy. It's fast. We'll accept it, and you'll be easily able to connect with us at that point. Hour number 3 is on the way. Creepy guys, we've got tips for you. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, gang, as you can imagine, living with the moniker America's Mr. Right can be kind of tough at times. But you know what? It's easy to live up to the challenge when you're feeling good. Hi, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis, and that's why I watch what I eat and supplement my diet with great products from Youngevity, like their great vitamin mineral complex drink or a protein shake or my favorite probiotic dark chocolate packed with antioxidants. You know, I love these products, and I'll bet you will, too. And now you can get them all at JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, look, these are just the things I like from Youngevity, but if you're looking for, a sports drink endorsed by an NBA All-Star or a shot of Pollen Burst, the best energy drink on the market, it's all here, too. All you have to do is go to JasonLewisTeam.com or call 1-855-310-TEAM. Now, that's 1-855-310-TEAM. Get all these products and more and feel like America's Mr. Right. It's JasonLewisTeam.com.